I want to go over to the 90th and the 91st Psalm. Because both these Psalms are about Moses. Prayer of Moses, the man of God. It's a prayer. It wasn't a song, it was a prayer, but it is in the Psalms. Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hast formed the earth and the world. Even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. Thou turnest man to destruction and sayest, return, children of men, for 1,000 years in thy sight of yesterday. When it is past, as a watch in the night, he carries them away with a flood, and they are asleep. In the morning, they are like grass which grows up. In the morning, it flourishes, grows up. In the evening, it's cut down and withers. We are consumed by thine anger, and thy wrath are we troubled. Thou hast set our iniquities before us, our secret sins in the light of thy countenance. For all our days are passed away in thy wrath. We spend our years as a tale that is told. The days of our years are 70, and if by strength and reason, they're 80. Yet is their strength labor and sorrow, for it is cut off, we fly away. Who knows the power of thine anger? Look at Numbers 14:26. Now, they kept saying, we're going to die in this desert. He brought us out here to kill us. And the Lord spoke unto Moses and Aaron, saying, how long shall I bear with this evil congregation which murmur against me? I have heard the murmurings of the children of Israel, which they murmur against me. Say unto them, as truly as I live, saith the Lord, and as you've spoken in my ears, so will I do to you. Your carcasses shall fall in this wilderness, and all you were numbered of you, according to the whole number, from 20 years old and upward, which have murmured against me. Doubtless you shall come in, you'll not come into the land concerning which I swore to make you dwell therein, except Caleb and Joshua, the son of Nun. But your little ones, which you said would be prey, them will I bring in, and they will know the land, and you have despised. And as for you, your carcasses shall fall in this wilderness. So anybody older than 20, it was over. Now, it doesn't mean they went to hell. They just didn't get into that land. They went into the bosom of Abraham. They were his people. But they're covenant people, and they kept saying it. They kept saying it. So he had to do what they said. Yes. And in doing so, he raised up an army of people that were born there. Yes. They didn't have any fear of that wilderness. It's all they'd known all of their lives. And he built an army out of them. So people mistook that to be the span of life, 70 or 80. It never has been the span of life. Anybody have an amplified copy here this morning?
It's going to fall apart. Sorry. There you go.
This psalm is credited to Moses, who is interceding with God to remove the curse that made necessary for every Israelite over 20 years of age when they rebelled against God at Kadesh Barnea to die before reaching the promised land. Moses said most of them were dying at 70. This number has been often been mistaken as a span of life of mankind. It's not intended to refer to anyone except those Israelites under the curse during that particular 40 years. 70 years never has been an average life for humanity. Jacob, the father of 12 tribes, lived to be 130. And complained he hadn't tended the years of his Median ancestors. Moses himself lived to be 120, Aaron 123, Miriam several years older, Joshua 110. Note as well that the millennial person dying at 100 will be thought as a child. Wow. Wow. And the devil sold that bill of goods, sold it to my mother. God didn't say that.
Amen.
You have to go back to Genesis 6:3 to find out what he said about it.
Amen.
So then when you follow that, that's first mention.
Yeah. That's right.
So as you come across then, all of the food laws were in the light of living 120 years. So with long life, I'll satisfy you. What? 120 years. I looked up and show him my salvation. I looked that up in the Blue Letter Bible. In the Hebrew, it says, show them my victory. Victory over. Victory over all this. He is a God that is victorious. Praise God, somebody. All right, we're winding down here. Yet is their strength labor and sorrow. Labor and sorrow. Now, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yes. Matthew 8:16, Matthew 12:15, Matthew 19:2, Mark 6:56, Mark 4:38-40, Luke 6:17-19, Luke 9:10-11 said Jesus healed them all. But now you have to qualify that. All those he healed believed it. Turn with me again to Luke 4. We talked about this yesterday. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, preach recovery of sight to the blind, set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And he closed the book. He preached that everywhere he went. He healed them all. But now go to Mark 6. He went out from there and came to his own country. His disciples followed him. And when it was Sabbath day, he came in and began to teach in the synagogue. Many hearing him were astonished, saying, from whence this man these things? And what wisdom is this is given to him that even such mighty works are in his hands? Is this not the carpenter, the son of Mary, the brother of James and Joseph and Judah and Simon? Well, there's James. There's Judah. Amen. We read from James. Well, go. And not his sisters here with us, and they were offended at him. But Jesus said to them, a prophet is not without honor, but in his own country and among his own kin. And he could there, he could there, not wouldn't, he couldn't. He could there do no mighty work, save that he laid his hands on a few sick folk and healed them. One translation said, minor ailments. And he marveled because of their unbelief, and he went around teaching. That is the cure for unbelief. But that, he couldn't do it there. So he didn't heal everybody. So when it says he healed them all, then it was all that believed it. Then in great multitudes. Come on, people. We don't even have a tiny multitude in here. Now, we do online. A lot of people. But think about it. All of them jammed in out there at once. There's no telling who was in that crowd. Nobody was born again. I mean, they might have stolen something the night before. but they were in that crowd. And the good news healed them. The gospel of the kingdom. He would say, the kingdom is near. The kingdom is here. The kingdom is here. Well, they had been taught about the King of the universe. Hallelujah. The gospel of the kingdom. And in many cases, in those multitudes, they all were healed. Praise God. He marveled because of their unbelief. What is unbelief? It's not non-belief. There's no such thing as non-belief. Everybody in here this morning is believing something while I'm talking. His tie's crooked or something. That's the reason the devil would do his best to distract people. But non-belief doesn't exist. Unbelief is a choice. Unbelief is a choice. Someone chooses not to believe that for whatever reason. I don't believe that. And faith and unbelief are, there are so simple people don't, judging other people is so simple that people don't understand it. It's the difference in this. I think I'll go to the store. You think you'll go. Well, there could be any kind of thing get in your way of going to the store. You haven't made a decision yet. Well, I believe I'll go to the store. In fact, I'm going to go at 10 o'clock this morning. I need to go to the store. You're going to the store. You've made a decision, and you put that decision into motion. Faith is that simple. But the decision is made on based on the book. Amen. Well, I need to fast for a few days. And you about to eat the biggest meals you have ever had. Oh, but that looks so good. I think I'll fast tomorrow. Yes. You're not going to fast tomorrow. As long as you keep using the word fast, the devil will see to it that you pig out every day. But when you get on your knees and you write down the time of the fast and why you're fasting, you don't fast to change God, you fast to change you. Yes. You take command of your flesh. There must be a reason for the fast, and you go before the Lord, and you state that reason, and you write it down. Let the weak say, I am strong, he is my strength, make my feet true and fast. This was a fast that I was going into, that the Lord led me into, and I still carry those words with me. He said, I put mine in words, you write your word down. He said, you base it on my word, I'll honor your written word. Amen. Amen. And great things happened to me at that time. Now, thank you, Jesus. Yes. A life worth living. Now we'll go to 1 Corinthians 15. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, this mortal shall have put off immortality and shall be brought to pass that the saying that is written, it is written. Say, it is written.
It is written.
Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your sting? O grave, where is your victory? The sting of sin, death is sin. The strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. He's a victory God. He gives us the victory over the grave. He gives us the victory over death. Glory to God. It's the last enemy shall be put under our feet. But actually, it's put under our feet now while we are here. Well, what about when we get to eternity? We're in eternity. Eternity starts now. Eternity for you started this morning when you woke up. Amen. Take that. Adopt that kind of attitude. Yes. Amen. Yes. We're one day closer to the resurrection today. Yes. Amen. Amen. This is our healing day. Yes. Like little Willie Phelps said, I'm supposed to be healed today. Brother Robert said the anointing had lifted from him and he was so tired. He said, I don't know what all I know about that. I just know I'm supposed to be healed today. And he was. Grew up to be a powerful man of God. Thank you, Jesus. June the 28th, 1980, midnight. While I was worshiping Jesus, His presence filled my spirit and He began speaking to me. He ministered to me and then began answering questions for me about some things that I had prayed about. Stand upright on your feet. I commission you to lay hands on the sick with a special anointing. And there were some other parts of it. Will you go to only one if I ask you to? And I agreed to that. And then just a short time after, this is 1980, a short time after that, you know who the Lindsays are, Christ for the Nations? Gordon had gone on to be with the Lord, but Frieda was still here. Her daughter was in Israel. And her daughter had sent word, I need Kenneth. Now I went before the Lord. And I said, you want me to go? Yes. Lord, I said, that's 9,000 miles. He said, what if it was Kelly? I'm gone. Now, there were other things that happened on that trip that's neither here nor there. But I went and was able to minister to her and brought her into a peace and into a place of victory in her life and with her husband and her ministry and so forth. Lay these hands on the sick. No sickness or disease shall be able to stand before you. Your words shall be my words. Your thoughts shall be my thoughts. Receive my anointing. I held on to this until I heard from the Lord. Now, it didn't mean I hadn't laid hands on the sick. I did. But on the 12th day of February, that was activated. That's the reason I carried it until now. Hallelujah. So the anointing has increased. Afterward, he appeared unto the 11 as they sat at meat and upbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they believed not them which had seen him after he was risen. And he said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And we're doing that. Our presence is on five continents. Praise God. Right. He that believes is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be condemned. These signs, this is his signature. These signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. If they drink any deadly thing, it'll not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. So then after the Lord was spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God. They went forth and preached everywhere. The Lord working with, notice them is in italics, working with and confirming the word with signs following. Glory to God, hallelujah. Now the healing mercy and the healing glory of God has been flowing in here all morning long. I want you to just raise both hands and be very bold about it. Thank you. Say this, the gospel that I have heard,
is the power of God
unto my salvation.
I confess Jesus Christ,
Lord over my life, spirit,
soul,
and body.
I receive the power of God
to make me sound,
whole,
delivered,
saved,
healed,
now.
I act on the Word of God.
I receive the power of God.
Sickness, disease, and pain,
I resist you in the name of Jesus.
Sickness, weakness, and pain,
you are not the will of God.
I enforce the Word of God on you.
I will not tolerate you in my life.
Leave my presence.
Now.
I will never allow you back.
My days of sickness and disease are over.
I am the saved.
I am the healed.
Hello, I'm Martin Hawkins from Kenneth Copeland Ministries in Europe. I'd like to greet all of the partners of Kenneth Copeland Ministries. You are so precious and so special to us. I've got some great news for you. I'm here in Harrogate at the Harrogate Convention Centre. And this summer in June, Brother Copeland's coming here along with his good friend, Brother Jerry Savelle. We're going to have a great time together. There'll be praise and worship and great teaching and the opportunity for you to fellowship and come and meet some of the staff from the KCM office. So if you can join us in beautiful Harrogate from the 1st to the 3rd of June for the Europe Victory Campaign, you will be very welcome. You'll be very blessed. Expect faith, expect victory.
Panic and fear are all around us, and uncertainty about the future looms ahead. We know who we can trust. Jesus is the healer, and we have his health plan in the Word of God. Gloria Copeland, having studied scripture and taught on healing for over 50 years, shares a clear view on how you can get and stay healthy in the Your Healing Prescription Package. Included is Gloria's six-message audio teaching, Healing School, in which she teaches how to use the Word of God as a weapon against sickness and disease. 3 Steps to the Good Life, a mini book by Gloria on how to live healthy, whole, and healed, and an RX healing brochure with over 50 scripture references to fill your eyes, ears, and spirit with what the Bible says about your health. Even in uncertain times, the Word of God is always true and never fails. We don't have to lose out on the life God has for us if we keep fear out of our hearts and mouths and fix our eyes on the victory side of life. You can live whole and healed no matter what.
Request your healing prescription MP3 package, free from Kenneth Copeland Ministries at kcm.org.uk/TV special or call 01-225-787-310. Take God's healing prescription. Let the Word of God and these teaching resources help you receive your healing and stay well. See yourself living healthy and whole. This free offer is good for 30 days. Postage charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Hello, I'm Spencer Nordyke. These days, you can see the huge difference between living in the natural and living in God's supernatural. In the natural realm, life is limited to what you can do. Oftentimes, the unknown is faced with fear, scarcity, and instability. But life in Christ Jesus gives you access to the Father and all He has. In the supernatural, there is love, wholeness, wisdom, peace, and prosperity. If you want to start living in the blessing of the Lord, it's as simple as choosing Jesus. Pray this prayer with me. Just say this. Say, Jesus, come into my heart. Be the Lord and Savior of my life. I ask you to lead me, guide me, and direct me into all of your truth. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Let me follow you all the days of my life. I give you my heart in Jesus' name. Amen. When you prayed to receive Jesus into your heart, your spirit was born again and you became a child of God. And Galatians 3:29 tells us, if you belong to Christ, then you are now Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Heaven is now your home, and you are a child of God who has inherited every blessing in the heavenly places. To help you learn more about your new life in Jesus Christ, Kenneth Copeland Ministries has a gift for you called the Salvation Package. It includes this book, He Did It All For You, by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, and two brochures to help you start reading and studying your Bible. Spend time in God's Word, building your faith and finding the promises that He has for you. And put the Word of God first place in your life and make it the final authority in all that you do. Request your Salvation Package today, free on KCM.org. And a great way to develop your faith and grow spiritually is to attend a KCM event. Our next meeting is next week in Harrogate, England, in the United Kingdom, and you can join Kenneth Copeland and Jerry Savelle for the 2023 Europe Victory Campaign, June 1st through 3rd. You set aside these three exciting days so that you can be totally immersed in the Word of God in a spirit-charged atmosphere of faith. This is the place to receive revelation, direction, and answers for your life. Miss Gloria has said, one word from God can change your life forever. The Europe Victory Campaign is free to attend, so go to kcm.org for all the information. This is Spencer Nordyke reminding you that God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. If you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have a gift for you called the Salvation Package. Learn about the new birth and how you can live your new life victoriously in Christ. Email us at partners@kcm.org.uk and receive your free package. Keep your heart full of God's Word and continue to grow in faith. Every believer has a voice, and it is the voice of victory.